you're talking about trying to get there. That was the point, man. You want to end the game at that point. The offense was rolling late in the game. You know, we needed to stop. We needed to stop, and that was the stop we needed.
The interception, you were in pass rush, and then
Yeah, man. Instincts, and seeing, knowing the things that were going to happen based on the film that you watched, and it was instincts and getting my hands up and being able to catch it.
So Real said he knows you've got good hands.
Oh yeah. Come on. Got good hands, baby. Yeah, man, I've been waiting to do that for 3 years. You say what? Oh, yeah. Nah, they looked like they was ready. They looked like they were ready for the impact. And I had to make sure I could make it up there first.
Did you plan the reverse spin there, too?
Yeah, man, that's how I see everybody else do it. I seen Sale do it and all everybody else do it. And so I knew I had to jump in and turn my back. Yeah, man, it was all love. Felt love up there, man. I'm trying to do it some more.
Who's serving you said that he was a little bit jealous?
Yeah. He said he told me throughout the game, he's like, man, the next sack I get, I'm jumping in the black hole. I'm like, I don't know if it worked like that, B. But yeah, it is what it is.
So when this defense was struggling a little bit, you took it personally. You were just saying it's your defense. And you
man, you can tell it's a lot of things we need to work on, man. I'm a perfectionist, you know what I'm saying? And so whether it's communication, whether it's, you know what I mean, coverage and filling holes on run downs, it's all those things that you think about, and I can't help but think about that even though we did get the win, you know what I mean? But it's a lot of corrections, and we got to help this team defensively a lot more. Oh, word. That's great company right there, man. C. Wood, man, that's big bro. Talk all the time, man. He tells me it's time for you to take over games. And fortunately, I was in a position to do a little bit of that today.
You gotta
have that on your mind. Do you want to change the game by any means? And knowing it's fourth down and they're going for it and it's late in the game, and they could possibly tie it up. You want to make that play and get the ball and end it.
What's the mindset like on the sideline when you're watching Garrett?
Man, you're talking about clutch, MVP, coming back after after getting a little knick-knack and throwing strikes. He's a hell of a player, and I'm glad he's my quarterback. And all you can think about is his toughness. You know what I'm saying? How tough he is, and he's a hell of a player.
So when he's coming off the field in the locker room, what do you think of that?
Oh man, I just immediately started praying, and even though, you know what I'm saying, it's football. That's my homie. You know what I'm saying? So you want to make sure he's good at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Even though you're in the midst of the game, but immediately started praying and asking God for healing power. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, you come a long way, man. Even then, you can't really think about the past. All you can really focus on is stacking these wins, and that's all we really care about as a team. And you can tell when we out there on the field. Yeah.
How tough is he to take down?
That's a big dude, man. Tough to take down, and he's a tough quarterback, and he's a great leader for that team. And you've seen that he was going to put him in position to win that game. And you can tell down the stretch, he was making some great plays for that offense. Yeah. Yeah. At that point, you gotta forget about everything that happened early on in the game, or anything that happened in the game, and focus on the moment. And that's what everybody knew. We had to focus in on the moment. Grab 32, a young player for us, Hamilton. Told him all we need is 3 seconds. All we need is 3 seconds. And fortunately enough, man, he was able to hold it down, and the coverage was able to hold it down, and we got the stop. Just instincts, knowing that the situation, they switched the guard, the tackle, and they were doing everything to kind of like, you know what I mean, lighten up the pressure of screens, draws, quarterback runs, running the ball, and they were going to do things like that. And so instinctively, I seen the back sneak out, and I tried to separate and get my hands up. And that's what we taught to do, Coach Jethro Franklin. Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? If we need another, like a fifth string QB, if you need me, man, I can get in there. We can run a couple of read zones and try to throw a couple screen balls. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's all I'm limited to. No doubt, man. By any means necessary. That's the message. Every week, whether we got to pull them out in the fourth or, you know what I'm saying, overtime, we need those wins. And that's the message. And luckily, we were able to pull this one off.